Let me begin my message.
Worldly people say you cannot fathom the heart of people. You know,
even though you can measure in the water, you cannot understand man's heart. Men's hearts have so many different hearts. But there are evil hearts and good hearts. And you have to turn your heart into good heart according to truth. Father God cultivates human beings to acquire true children who resemble Father God. As I deliver this message, I hope you can find untruth in your heart and resemble our Father God and the Lord and the Shepherd so that you can enter New Jerusalem. Last time, we looked at the hardened heart, the indifferent heart, and heart of refusing to sacrifice fathers. Tonight, I'm going to take a look at the heart without love, loveless heart. And it is the heart of envy and jealousy. The people usually have jealousy and envy in their hearts without revealing them. Proverbs 14:30 says, the passion is rottenness to the bones. You know, when you envy or when you got jealous, you know, you receive pain. Even though you don't express it outwardly, when you have envy and jealousy in your heart, you know, you can feel some, you know, pain or aches over your body. And it becomes, you know, rottenness to your bones. That you will have like aches all over your body. So when your body aches, then you have to see whether you have envy and jealousy in your heart. Before we listen to the voice of the message of the holiness, you know, we used to, you know, hurt, you know, others through, you know, envy and jealousy, but you're also received in pain. If you get rid of the heart of envy and jealousy, you feel peace of mind. And, you know, you can give, you know, love to others, and you can be low and humble, and you can serve others. To the extent you don't have, you know, evil in your heart, the love of Father God comes in your heart, and you can feel happiness. You think, you know, you are not like that, but, you know, without knowing, you may get jealousy and envious. There are envy and jealousy that can be revealed outwardly, and we can find the examples of ladies, you know, who had that kind of serious envy and jealousy, who used to live a very painful life, and who could, you know, harm others, hurt others, and even they themselves were hurt. You know, let's think about Cain, the first son of Adam. You know, he killed his brother Abel because of jealousy. We believe in Father God and we love Father God. So we keep the words of Father God, His Bible, and we resemble our Father God, and we recover the lost image of Father God. That's our Christian life. To the extent we resemble our Father God and the Lord, and to the extent we change, we come to love Father God all the more, and we get greater hope for heaven. But we have to examine ourselves whether we say, you know, even though we say we love our shepherd, whether we truly spiritually love him. You have to check whether it is spiritual love or fleshly love. Do you truly love the shepherd? Then where is goodness and love that you learn through our shepherd? You have to correctly examine where you are now, and where your faith is. Now, you say you love the shepherd, but you're still jealous of others. You gossip about those who help to our shepherd. But you shouldn't do that. 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verses 3 to 7 says, but you are still flesh, for since there is jealousy and strife among you, are you not flesh? And are you not walking like mere men? For when one says, I'm of Paul, and another, I'm of Apollos, are you not mere men? What then is Apollos? And what is Paul? servants through whom you believed, even as the Lord gave opportunity to each one. I planted, Apollos watered, but God was causing the growth. So then, neither the one who plants nor the one who waters is anything, but God who causes the growth. The reason Father God set up these apostles is not to separate people, is to give them separate duties so that the works of Father God's kingdom could be done. People said, I'm a Paul. Others say, I'm of Apollos. And Apostle Paul says, they are in flesh. Paul in a planted and Apollos watered, but God caused the growth. But they were nothing. But God is something who causes growth. That was Paul's confession. We truly love the shepherd, but you got to examine whether you are like these people. As we truly love our shepherd and we truly confess, then we should examine what our shepherd wants. As we love our shepherd, we came to love each other. Right now, our shepherd is not around. But then, we have to truly repent whether we have love that can love each other according to the love of our shepherd. We say we love our brothers in faith, but when it is fleshly love, then envy and jealousy could be found anywhere. Shepherd delivered this message 20 years ago, and there was a moment of blessing back then in the church. 20 years passed by. We think we've been very good. We've been full of spiritual love. However, it is not our spiritual love. We were covered by our shepherd's love and goodness. And that makes us miss our shepherd so much. And it is time we have to repent of not accomplishing our shepherd's love and goodness. 1 Corinthians chapter 13 talks about love, which is opposite to hatred. And verse 6 says, love does not rejoice in unrighteousness, but rejoices with the truth. Therefore, when you are unable to please others in truth, you must look back to your heart. Numbers chapter 11 gives a good example of this. Verse 24 and 25 says, Moses went out and told the people of the words of the Lord. Also, he gathered 70 men of the elders of the people and stationed them around the tent. At that time, two elders, Eldad and Medad, had complaints against Moses. They stayed in the camp. They remained in the camp. They didn't come out the tent. They remained in the camp. However, the Spirit of God came upon them, and they started to prophesy. Joshua knew it and reported to Moses and asked him to prohibit it, which means prohibit Medad and Eldad from prophesying. Then what was Moses' answer at this time? His answer is found in Numbers 11:29. Are you jealous for my sake? Would that all the Lord's people were prophets, that the Lord would put His Spirit upon them. He was the leader of the people who escaped from Egypt. But he didn't want to be the only one who was acknowledged by Father God and communicated with Father God. If it is for benefit of Father God's kingdom, he rather wanted all people to communicate with Father God and become prophets. That's what he wanted. That's the heart which can rejoice with truth. That's the heart that truly hopes everybody become prosperous. But unlike Moses, Joshua said as if he were saying for the sake of Moses, but he had the heart of envy and jealousy. He was not rejoicing with the fact that others were prospering.
That's why Moses said, "Are you jealous for my sake?" He wanted to awaken him. I hope that you can get lesson from this and look at people always with goodness and speak only the good words and think of only the good hearts, good thoughts, and rejoice with the truth. Our shepherd always is encouraged pastors and workers whenever the glory of Father God is revealed. Have you ever seen the shepherd jealous of others? Amen. He has never said to no only because you are young. You're just a new pastor. You're just a new Christian. He didn't say so. Whoever loves Father God and gives glory to God, whatever it is for souls, he was always happy. Therefore, many members have circumcised their heart, and our shepherd wants all people to receive circumcision on heart and receive power of God and come to salvation and go to New Jerusalem. He said never no to anyone. Even though there are people who are full of evil and sin, when they once they repent and turn back, he embraced them, encouraged them, and trusted them so that they can go to New Jerusalem. That's why we should not have envy and jealousy, but rather we have to rejoice and be thankful all the time. Now, there is a heart that hates and avoids those who don't agree with you. For example, you are managing a project and someone is against you. Then you came to, hate him and try to isolate him or alienate him. Or ignore someone who points you and you neglect him. You have the heart then avoiding, pointing advice. You don't listen. You rather hate him. So you stay far from them and you ignore them and alienate them. You gotta take out this kind of heart of untruth. Even though some people poke your heart, you gotta understand them, embrace them, and then hope for them and believe in them, wait for them, endure them till the end. I hope you can have that kind of heart. The second is the attributes of the arrogant heart. Among them, there is a heart of feeling sorry for rewards. No, if you have this kind of heart, you feel sorry when you don't get proper rewards nor get recognition from others after you did something. Some harbor ill feelings out of this heart and end up revealing their evil. Who should you recognize you and acknowledge you? It is our Father God. Only when Father God says it's okay, then it is okay. Only when Father God says it is true, then it is true. Only when Father God says you are truthful, then you are truthful. You say, I am honest, but if Father God says you are not honest, then you are not honest. Even though you say, I love God, but Father God says you don't love me, then you don't love God. Even though you say you are right, if Father God does not admit it, all becomes useless. Matthew chapter 7 verses 21 to 23, our Lord said, "Not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven, but he who does the will of my Father who is in heaven will enter. Many will say to me on that day, Lord, Lord, did we not prophesy in your name, and in your name cast out demons, and in your name perform many miracles? And then I will declare to you, I never knew you. Depart from me, you who practice lawlessness." And 1 John chapter 1 verse 6 also says, "If we say that we have fellowship with him and yet walk in the darkness, we lie and do not practice the truth." Just as you listen, if you truly love Father God and the shepherd, then you have to live by the word of God. Can you say, You live by the word of God? As you confess that you love our shepherd?
Are you love each other and covering others' fault?
Didn't you judge and condemn others?
When there is a words of judging and condemning, you have to wake people up. That's what you gotta do.
Our shepherd always told us to change.
I'd like to ask you whether you are humble enough to listen to the word and practice the word.
Even though you are a worker of this church and pastors, do you have true faith?
If you had true faith, you would not change your mind.
You would not sway back and forth.
You would sacrifice yourself and keep your faith
for the Lord, for this church, for pastors and brothers in faith,
and for the Lord and for church.
You must have sacrificed yourself.
But you feel sorry
when you
feel nobody recognizes you.
Who are our deeds for?
It is for the sake of God's kingdom and His righteousness.
If we love God and accomplish Father God's kingdom and righteousness, then our soul will get along well and be prosperous.
And Father God will surely reward us in heaven and bless us on this earth.
And we will be recognized by people.
But if you do things to be recognized by people, then you are a hypocrite.
Evil heart will make you feel sorry.
And because of that, you have ill feelings,
and you become angry,
and you hate others.
Therefore,
whatever we eat, drink, whatever we may do, we got to do it all for the glory of Father God.
If you have faith
with a humble heart, even though nobody recognizes you, you will not feel sorry.
Our Lord said in Luke 17, verse 10,
so you too, when you do all the things which are commanded you, say, we are unworthy slaves. We have done only that which we ought to have done.
If you are unworthy servants, then how could you feel sorry?
I hope that you will all have this kind of heart of unworthy servant
and confess that you just do whatever you must do out of joy and thanks.
This feeling sorry can become the source of many evil hearts.
Okay? So get rid of it.
The next one is the heart of showing off or boasting off.
Men with this heart want to show off and make themselves known to others.
What's worse is that they want to show off
in front of those who don't know them well.
Not those who know them well.
Well, we boast off in the Lord.
Why? Because we want to give glory to Father God.
But there are people who want to be recognized
because they want to boast off before those who know them well.
However, I'm talking about showing the heart of showing off even before those who don't know them well.
If you're showing off yourself to reveal yourself, then you gotta get rid of it.
If you show off, fleshly things,
then you are novice Christian.
And even there is even worse.
It is to hide yourself before those who know you well,
but reveal yourself before others, before those who don't know you.
This is very crafty heart.
The heart of showing off is not good.
And you even have a crafty heart.
So you have to be very,
worried about this kind of heart.
You got to get rid of them,
and you have to be humble
with a truthful heart. Well, you should be acknowledged by people who know you very well. They should say, you are a very good man. You become examples to many people. If you are acknowledged and recognized by your family and your people, your friends, then you can become the one who can be recognized by all people. Well, from time to time, I hear this, you know. Children say that, why don't you treat me as if you treat other members in church? But that's what I heard in the past. It means, you know, you are treating your souls in your parish, your cell, or district. But you don't do the same to your children. After, you know, you work so hard in the church, you became angry at your children. Then, you have to examine, you have to ask yourself whether you did something to be recognized by others, by Father God, or to show off yourself. Well, I'm not sure whether we still have such people, but I haven't heard such a thing yet nowadays. But in the past, before we changed, I heard that kind of news from time to time. You are a church worker, and you gotta set up an example before people. Then you have to be recognized by others, mostly by your family. Then Father God will recognize you. And there is a heart of wanting to become the head. The heart includes, you know, the heart that pursues fame and authority. And it also could be discovered in the hearts of heads, leaders. No, they should see if they serve their juniors or they want to be served, you know, through, you know, by examination, you know, they can know if they have that kind of heart or not. Jesus said in Matthew 23, verse 11, the greatest among you shall be your servant. Truly greatest man is the one who serves others. Now our Lord also said in Mark 9:35, if anyone wants to be first, he shall be last of all and servant of all. Father God raised such people and make him the leaders. It's not like, you know, you make an effort to be raised. Even though you try to become low, Father God raised you up. So, those who try to raise themselves by their own effort will be ignored by others. And eventually, they will become low people. Therefore, you should become low. But, you know, you should not be low in order to become the head. As you learn from the Bible. But I hope that you can truly humble and low from the depths of your heart and serve others. Then Father God will surely recognize you and make you raise up before others. I hope you can truly become like this. The heart of rudeness arises from arrogance. You know, there are not many people who are intended to be rude. But those with, you know, arrogance in their hearts will surely reveal their rudeness. This kind of heart will give, you know, hurts to others. Through their rude action, you know, it makes others, you know, hurt in their heart. The arrogant heart comes out as rudeness. One with such a heart hurts others' feelings with rude words and behavior. So he cannot be united as one with others. They can be united with those, you know, who obey them. However, others, they cannot cooperate. However, we are all brothers in faith. So we have to embrace each other. Even though they are Gentiles, we have to serve them with love. If we love those who love us, this can be done even Gentiles, non-Christians. It can be done by those who don't know the Lord. Well, there are some exceptions. Well, there are people who didn't grow up in an environment where they didn't learn etiquette. So their action and behavior seemed to be very rude. Then you have to advise them, teach them so that they can change. Since they don't learn, etiquette, instead of saying, you are rude, why don't you try to understand their growing up, their family, their backgrounds, whether they learned etiquettes from their parents or not. And you can embrace them with love, even though they become rude to you. That's what you gotta do. What I'm saying is, they didn't learn etiquette from their parents. They didn't get any teaching regarding that. So, some look rude. Some people don't remember. Even though they are taught well, they don't put that into practice. Some people learn the etiquettes, so they don't become rude to others. So, I learned etiquettes, but others are not full of etiquettes. They didn't learn. I mean, it makes me feel very uncomfortable. He's very rude. Since the etiquettes well, then you may say like this. However, they are short of etiquettes, but they are not rude. You have to know that they are good in their hearts and they are not arrogant. But because they didn't learn etiquettes, they seem too rude. Our cultures are different, etiquettes are different, and the greetings are different. However, we cannot say people are rude because they have different greetings. We gotta do as Romans do when we go to Rome. We gotta learn their etiquettes and their greetings. As I was preparing for this message, I remember the day I led the handkerchief prayer meeting. I went to India. The pastor, Pasiel Rajadurai, right? She was anointed a pastor, right? You heard, her testimony. She has a very beautiful double eyelids, right? When she went to India, she testified that she came to have double eyelids after applying Monsui water. And the people were amazed at her. And they couldn't understand. People couldn't understand. Later, most Indian people have, double eyelids. It's hard to find those, without, double eyelids. But on the contrast, Korean people don't much have, double eyelids. I'm sorry. What I'm saying is, when Korean people saying, we came to have double eyelids, after applying, Monsui water, people in India could not understand well whether it is a blessing or not because so many of them have double eyelids. Like, when we boast of, seeing a rainbow a lot in Hawaii, then there will be, they can understand because they see rainbow all the time. Well, I once saw a rainbow, big rainbow, huge rainbow. And, since Hawaii, there are so many rainbows in Hawaii, their car number plate has a rainbow mark on it. So it is called the rainbow state. So, we gotta know what kind of different culture and greetings other country, people from other countries have, okay? And we should not say, they are rude only because, they, greet different from our greetings. So, I said, we all have different cultures, different greetings, different greetings. So we should not, judge others according to our standards. And we should not say, some are rude. We should not judge and condemn like this. Even though, when we have rudeness, then we gotta get rid of it. But when people seem too rude, then we should not judge them.
Instead, we have to look at them out of goodness and gentleness and try to give them lesson or teach them or learn from them what kind of different culture they got, they may have. Now, let's talk about the root of arrogance, which is the root of rudeness. First of all, there is no concession. That's the characteristic of arrogance. And with this, they cannot make peace with others. You know, they insist that they are right, but others are not right. And they cannot make peace with others. Whenever they are around, peace is broken. Since they are so arrogant, peace is naturally broken. And the result is very bad. You should not break peace. You should not feel ill feelings when others do something to you. It is something that you have to get rid of from your heart. In case of Abraham, I mean, even though you say something by the word of Father God, if it hurts others' heart, then we have to wait and pray until they can understand what we are saying, until they accept our advice. However, if you do it out of your, you know, frameworks or self-righteousness and hurts others' feelings, then you may have some very, you know, the heart of strife. So you got to get rid of it, heart of arrogance. In case of Abraham, he had a heart of goodness. So he yielded all the good things to his nephew Lot. In order to accomplish the works of God, we have to cooperate. You cannot do it alone. So even though you are the head, even though you are full of abilities, if you don't believe others who should obey you, then things cannot be done. However, arrogant man cannot yield, so people cannot cooperate with him. The work cannot be done. Even the work is done, the peace is already broken. So there is no good fruit before Father God. Second characteristics. The arrogant man is not able to receive others' commands, cannot discover himself. With the heart of, you know, humbleness, we can, you know, discover ourselves through the word. Even we can discover ourselves through the teaching of a young man or low man. Those who love to be humble and serve others always look at themselves and discover their true self whenever the word is spoken from the altar. Those who are not like this, when they listen to the sermon, they think, my wife or my husband, a deacon or an elder should listen to this message and they gotta change themselves. You know, they think like this. They must discover themselves and make an effort to change themselves, but they think of others' hearts. When the word is given, you have to receive it as yours. But they apply that word to others. I hope that someone listened to this message and change. I hope, you know, my parish pastor listens to this message and change. Well, it means you are trying to do the job of Father God. You become the judge. So whenever we listen to the message, we got to discover ourselves. And then whenever we find untruth and darkness, we got to get rid of them to resemble our Father God. However, Aaron people cannot take the word of God as theirs. And they don't acknowledge others' advice. Proverbs 16:18 says, pride goes before destruction, and a haughty spirit before stumbling.
Well, some people don't react outwardly, but there are people outside, not in this church. But, you know, mind your own. Never mind my business. There are evil people like this. But if you're a Christian, then you always have to apply the word of God to yourself and change yourself. If someone gives you an advice, just as our shepherd said, if there is anything that you do something wrong, then you've got to fix yourself. Our shepherd said so. If there is anything wrong, then let me know, and I will repent. Our shepherd always listened to even little ones. And our shepherd surely fixes what he's done wrong. I mean, it's rare. There was a word like a new term for New Year Day and Old Year, right? But the expression was changed. And someone told him, that's old-fashioned way. We have a new correct way of expressing. And he remembered it, put it in his heart, and he changed the way of using the terms. Instead of saying, I'm old, I'm the leader of this church, he didn't say so. Even though a little one told him to do something and correct him, he listened and corrected him. We used to say enemy North Korea, right? But we don't say it anymore. And he remembers it, he changes, fixes him for sure next time. That's what we have experienced. Why don't we become like that as we get rid of arrogance? Even though we listen to a trivial thing from others, we got to discover ourselves. Well, we should not point to others all the time, right? This is right, that's wrong, you shouldn't do that, what you did was wrong, without understanding others' hearts. You shouldn't do that, okay? Always out of goodness and love and through prayers and fasting, you have to, look at yourself first and then, take care of others. Third characteristics. The arrogant man cannot trust others. Since they think they are the only ones who are true, they cannot trust others. If they cannot trust others, how can they do their job? How can God trust them and give them a job? Even though some people are short of many things, he hoped for the future, believed them, and hoped for them. And that's why how works of Father God have been accomplished. Even Almighty Father God believes in us. We have to trust each other, believe each other, as we accomplish the works of Father God. That's what our Lord did to His disciples. He trusted them. He believed that they would change. He believed that once they received the Holy Spirit, they would remember what they learned from the Lord, and they would do their duty well. Even though they are making mistakes all the time, even though they show off themselves, he didn't mind. He'd rather make Peter a beautiful disciple. He knew Judas Iscariot would betray him, but he shared true love with others as well. He gave the same love to Judas Iscariot. He didn't alienate him only because, he would betray him later. He never did that. Till the end, he embraced them and gave them his love. So, if we treat others well because they treat us well, if we love others because they love us, then this is something worldly people can do. So we have to truly love our Father God, love the truth, and embrace others. I hope you can all become like this as we give out beautiful fragrance of Jesus Christ. We are not worldly people. We believe in Father God. Our Father God believes in us and waits for us. So we have to wait for each other and believe in each other. If you say you love God, you love the truth, then you should be able to embrace others. I hope you can become great vessels like this and come out as fruits of the shepherd. In a special performance, what kind of fruits are you bearing? Just one fruit? Our shepherd loves persimmon. Then I want to produce only persimmons. Well, it's kind of boring, isn't it? You gotta have, you know, multiple fruits like sour fruit and sweet fruit. I don't like, you know, sour fruit, but you know, you should produce, you know, lemons and, you know, vegetables as well according to your characteristics. You gotta bear, you know, this and that in the fruits. There are 12 stones, jewels in New Jerusalem according to your nature, according to your characteristics. According to your vessel, Father God uses you. He does not make you fit to one uniform. Well, I used to think like this as I look at our shepherd. Well, there is one example of spirit. Well, when there were many people of spirit, there are various types of spirit. Various looks and attitudes of spirit. And Father God accepts all different kinds of spirit and fragrance from them. And according to their characteristics, you know, Father God uses them all differently. That's what I thought and learned. In the past, from the moment I was born, Pastor Sujin Lee, Pastor Mi Young Lee, I always thought I was the least one. I was the ugly one. I thought myself like that. Pastor Mi Young Lee, Pastor Sujin Lee, they are princesses, but I am servants. I used to think like that. That's how I grew up. Pastor Mi Young Lee was good at so many things. She always won rewards and merits. Pastor Sujin Lee, she was born after Pastor Sujin, our senior pastor and Mrs. Bonlin Lee received the Holy Spirit. We grew up knowing that she would become the pastor. She didn't cry, she always obeying. But I myself always, you know, argued with friends and fight with friends. And when I came home, and then other boys, you know, I fought against, come to Mrs. Bonlim Lee, and my, you know, two sisters and tried to cover me up. So I thought, you know, I was the least one in my family. But one day, after I felt the love of Father God, we all have different colors before Father God. We all have different fragrances. Pastor Sujin Lee, Pastor Mi Young Lee, and I all have different fragrances. To the extent I love Father God and the shepherd, according to my deeds, according to my change, Father God accepts it and leads me. Then I became confident of myself. Well, you too. Not because you are spirit or whole spirit. We all have different colors and different fragrances. We all have different characteristics. And according to your change, Father God accepts all your different characteristics and fragrances and uses all of you in different places. Well, I'm wrong, but you are good. Or I'm right, but you're wrong. Instead of thinking that, we have to always admit what Father God likes and accepts. Our shepherd and our Lord trusts us, wait for us. We were destined to hell, But our shepherd and Lord trusted us and looked at us with hope. He never mentioned the names of evil people. He always want them to repent and turn back. He trusted us, and we received his love. Then, even though people are evil, even though they committed sin, even though they are passing refinements, we have to look at them with love and faith. We should give them strength. While those with arrogant hearts ignore others and persecute weak people, they become very rude to others, and they try to make them correct them according to their thoughts. These are all the attributes from arrogance. You got to get rid of them. So, as your positions become higher and higher, what should you do? To that extent, you must become humble, low, and serve others. Now, without knowing, you might have arrogance. You give orders to others. You ignore others as you become the leader. So you should never insist on your idea. You should never insist your thought. I hope you can always get rid of, these sinful attributes from the arrogance and then fill your heart with humbleness. Father does not like us to lie or deceive. Why? Because God hates it so much. We were punished a lot when we lied or when we put blame on others. It was never tolerated. The third heart to examine is the attribute of the false heart. Among the false heart, there is a heart of reading others' mind. The false heart reads others' mind. False heart doesn't have spiritual love. And if you have spiritual faith, you wouldn't try to read others' eyes or face. Because you fear only the only one Father God who searches you anytime, anywhere. If you try to get a recognition not from God but from others, you naturally try to read others' minds and face. You have to stand right before Father God. But you try to read other faces and act according to it. So those who have such hearts pretend to be holy when they are with others, but act as they please when they are alone. Especially before their seniors, they try to look, good and loyal. However, it is action from the false heart. So even though they do many things, they cannot be recognized by Father God. Those who truly look at Father God and live their lives according to Father God's word, then they are always the same, no matter where they are. Then, these kind of people can be confident before Father God, and they can ask whatever they want, and they will get whatever they want. Now, there is a heart of pretending not to know. It is different from indifferent heart. Indifferent heart thing has no interest in it. However, some pretend not to make mistakes, although they did so. But this is because they think people do not know what they did. Even when others are wrongfully accused and have hard time on account of them, they just pretend not knowing anything. It's until, others point them out that they admit it and make excuses. It is crafty heart. It is coward heart. In the past, when something is lost and whole classmates are punished, there used to be one who said, "I did it." And he or she was punished on behalf, instead of all others. There are people who try to take the responsibility for others. But it's hard to find such people nowadays. However, our mommy members who long for truth
should get rid of this kind of heart of ignorance. You should be truthful in the sight of God. When your co-workers experience some loss or in difficult situation, you should not turn back to them. Because this is the false heart, and it can develop into betrayal. There is a heart of making an excuse. It comes out from deceitful and crafty heart. Those who usually make excuses on their wrongdoings have this kind of heart. And when those who have this heart get pointed out, they keep making excuses. Their excuses are non-inconsistent. Their excuses are changing all the time. Then they cannot accept advice or admonishment. Even though they are admonished, they cannot easily change. They first have to get rid of this deceitful and crafty heart. Then they can accept admonishment and change. For example, you are pointed by others. Then you try to change the conversation. Someone says, I said, well, Deaconess, you did something wrong like this. I asked this kind of question. And she responded, I'm making an example, okay? I said, why did you do it like this? Then she says, well, Pastor, you look so beautiful. She tries to change the conversation. In the world, people say, they are smart. However, in the truth, they have heart of making an excuse. It's a false heart. I have another example. Well, you look beautiful. Really? Do I look beautiful? Well, let's say if you want to be praised by others, then even though when some people change the conversation, you accept it. However, if you have a heart of, trying to help others to be changed by truth, then you should not be deceived. Then you should correctly change others. Okay? Out of goodness and love. As you live outside the world, some people are very known to do good in others, in connecting to others. But I hope that, I hope you will not make an excuse, but truthful all the time and make a honest confession all the time. There is a heart of deceiving others or hiding faults. It's like you are speaking something when it is beneficial for you, but when it's not, you don't say a word. Let's say you are far from me. Then I say, you're far from me. But I say, I'll buy you dinner next time. Then you say, far from me. Okay, thank you. You listen to me correctly, even though you are far from me. Now you are very close to me. Now you came close to me. Now this time, you come close to me. And when I say, why did you do it like this? Then you say, what? What? What do you mean? What does it mean, what? It means, I didn't listen. It is the word that shows you that you are pretending you didn't listen. You are making an excuse. Even though you are far from me, you understood what I'm saying. Now, right in front of you, I said, why did you do something wrong? Then you said, what? As if you didn't listen to me. Even though you are appointed, instead of hiding it or deceiving, when you're appointed, you should say, change it.
by making a confession, then I'm sorry, I will change myself. There are some people like that. Yes? What?
Well,
ask yourself whether you are doing like this. Let me make another example. Some exaggerate what they did good, but the other way around when there was something wrong. Well, I didn't say it, not some people say, you know, I didn't try to conceal it, but I didn't know what was going on. Well, those who have this kind of heart talk about favorable things to them, but not about the unfavorable things, since they want to hide their fault. But they speak exaggerating what they do right or making their faults nothing. Therefore, when you are talking about something, you have to consider all the listeners and try to speak correctly. Of course, as a subordinate, you have to report to your senior. And you have to quickly accept what others point you. Only when you do that, you can get rid of such a deceiving and false heart. Lastly, there is a heart of attributing faults to others. This heart comes from deceiving heart. Well, when there is something wrong, then chances are that you may have to reveal it. However, if you reveal something to put blame on others, it is the heart of attributing faults to others. One who has this heart usually makes excuses for his mistakes. Of course, you know, we sometimes have to explain what happened correctly, but you must not attribute your faults to others to avoid responsibility. We make so many excuses in so many cases. When in our conversation, we use so many negative expressions. No, none, not. These negative words include your excuses. For example, your mom asked you to wash dishes when she went out. After she came back, the dishes were not washed. So the mother asked you, why didn't you wash the dishes? Then, well, no, I tried to wash dishes, but you begin your excuses with no. But if you're truthful to your heart, when mom asks you why you didn't wash your dishes, then you will say, I'm sorry, I didn't remember, I didn't wash dishes. Or you will say, I'm sorry, I didn't do it because of that. However, during the normal conversation, people come up with the word, no, not that way, not. There are so many different excuses. I used to, you know, give fines to those who speak, you know, negative words. You know, so many of them begin their conversation with negative words. Without making an excuse, when you have to say sorry when you acknowledge something you did wrong. Why do you make an excuse? As you speak negative words, you know, it is revealed that you make an excuse. Well, I hope that you can, you know, make an example. I mean, I hope you can examine yourself whether you have this kind of, you know, a heart of, you know, making an excuse. If you look at yourself, even for these trivial things, then you can get rid of some big things. For trivial things, you know, you make an excuse, but you have to make an effort to get rid of even this trivial thing until you get rid of whole big, you know, false heart and deceiving heart. Well, there is a case of giving wrong answers. Now, someone is late. He feels sorry. Now, the leader of the meeting asks this question. Did you come here by bus?
Now, what's the answer should be? You should say, yes or no. Either one of them. Did you take bus? Then, yes, I did. No, I didn't. That's the correct answers. Only two cases. However, people usually say, did you take bus? Then you answer, I tried to catch a taxi, but I didn't catch it. So I'm late. Now, did you answer correctly? The question was, did you take the bus? Then all you have to do is just say yes or no. But however, since you want to make an excuse, you gave a wrong answer. So, you ask again, did you take bus? Then you say, I'm sorry too late. I'm sorry for being late. Another wrong answer. I'm not wondering about whether you take taxi or subway. I was just wondering what kind of transportation you use normally. However, if you have a false heart, you don't listen to truthful words. You give wrong answers. The conversation might last just a couple of seconds, but it should last like minutes. And later on, it becomes a sermon. So, if you give wrong answer from time to time, or all the time, you have to make sure that you have a false heart and make a habit of giving the right answer and correct answer. So get rid of false heart from your heart. As you examine like this, like one by one like this, then you may say, I have so many things of them. 20 years ago, as you listened to this message for the first time, you memorize all those hearts, all those kinds of heart, to get rid of these 17 attributes that you have to get rid of from your heart. I gotta get rid of this heart, that heart, and this kind of heart, and that heart, and blah blah blah. You memorize them. Now 20 years passed by. Do you still give wrong answers? Do you still have false heart? You didn't take the word of God into your heart seriously. You forgot. Now, it's time to pay back for the tears and love of Father God and change. To each other, of course, it's not easy, but we have to correct each other. You don't know yourself. So, if you give wrong answer each other, then you have no idea whether you're giving the wrong answer or not. However, you may find out the other person is giving the wrong answer. Then you can fix it. You can easily notice it. He is a false heart and a deceiving heart and making an excuse. And you can see it easily. But you don't see yourself easily. Well, those who give wrong answers before senior pastor, the one who's beside him notices that he gives the wrong answer so easily. By entering spirit and the whole spirit just by doing something big, in your everyday life, if you take care of these trivial things, then you can come into spirit. I hope you can make this as your habit. The last one, the deceitful heart. Those who have deceitful heart often break their resolution and blow, hot and cold seeking their own benefit. It leads to the heart of betrayal. If you break your promise, it is also from deceitful heart, crafty heart. You may ignore it easily, but for your own benefit, if you break promise with others, then you can break promise with yourself, and you can break promise with Father God.
If you give in small thing, you can give in big thing. You got to remember this. Therefore, if you make up your mind for something, even if it is harmful to you, you got to keep it. Especially with Father God. However, those with deceitful and crafty heart do not keep their promise. They always come up with excuses. And they rather put blame on others. I hope that you can check yourself whether you have this or not. And you should truly get rid of this deceitful and crafty heart. Because Father God hates it. Father God does not tolerate betrayal. Since betrayal comes from this deceitful heart, you gotta completely get rid of it. Deceitful heart is the big root of evil. So we should pull it out from our hearts for sure. Among the attributes of betrayal, there is a heart of coward. This is the heart that avoids responsibility that we must take. For example, when God asked if Adam had eaten the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, Adam shifted the responsibility on God and Eve, as Genesis 3 verses 11 and 12 says. He should have said, "Yes, I did." Because Father God told him, "Do not eat." But Adam answered like this in Genesis 3:12. "The woman whom you gave to be with me, she gave me from the tree, and I ate." Adam not only shifted his responsibility to Eve, but also to Father God. He's making Father God also responsible for that matter. "The woman whom you gave to be with me, she gave me from the tree, then I ate." He had such a heart of coward. He was coward. He was trying to put blame on Eve, his wife. There is a heart of retreating. Well, although one knows what is wrong and right, he retreats out of fear in the situation where he has to reveal what is right. Say, he even shows an indecisive attitude when he gets pressured by exterior elements. Such a heart is made by fear for disadvantage or harm that he might face with. There was a case of Peter. For fear of death, he denied the Lord 3 times. He even used the sword and cut the ear of Malchus. But out of fear for death, he denied the Lord 3 times. Well, it's not because he was a coward, but because of fearful, because of fear. However, right after Peter found this, he repented thoroughly. He didn't know he had such a heart. But in an extreme situation, the heart was revealed, and he could discover himself. Right on the spot, he turned back, and he was able to get rid of that heart. As you get rid of it like this, then you will receive true blessing. You will receive love and grace from Father God. If you have this kind of retreating heart, you will become very, insecure. Once you receive pressure, then you retreat. Gentle people or meek people seem to be very, not solid and confirmed. Those with love and virtue yield to others out of goodness and love and sacrifice themselves. It's like Abram, who said, "If you go to the west, I will go to the right. I'll go to the east." It should be done only in the truth. However, this heart of retreating does not make yield or sacrifice. they always retreat for fear they should get any disadvantage or harm. So you have to distinguish them well, whether you have a retrieving heart or when, whether you are not, you know, when you are not, you know, solid or, you know, conformative. For others' benefit, and if you retreat, and it is out of goodness. But if you retreat out of for fear for your, you know, loss, then it is evil. Only our Father God knows. So you should never judge others, even though some people seem to retreat. The attributes of betrayal, I hope you can surely get rid of them. Let me conclude this message. I preach this message based on the message titled The Heart by the Shepherd, who preached on June 27, 1999, 20 years ago. The hardened heart, the indifferent heart, refusing to sacrifice, jealous and envious heart, the heart that hates and avoids those who don't, the heart of feeling sorry for rewards, the heart of boasting of, the heart of wanting to become the head, the heart of rudeness, the heart of reading others' face, the heart of pretending not to know, the heart of making an excuse, the heart of deceiving others or hiding fault, the heart of attributing faults to others, the deceitful heart, the heart of coward, the heart of retreating, all these 17 hearts I covered. You have heard about the various kinds of hearts that are in the heart of man. There are a few hearts that are common among these hearts. They are craftiness, untruth, and arrogance. These are big roots, and you may find small roots attached to these big roots. If you pull out big roots, other small roots will come out easily together. In order to get rid of big root, then start and execute from the trivial thing. As you make up your mind and do the little thing first, then you will become your strength and you will be able to pull the big one. As you get rid of untruth from your heart will become good heart filled. Romans 2:13 says, "For it is not the hearers of the law who are just before God, but the doers of the law will be justified." As you remember this message and change your heart into good field so that you can be called righteous in sight of Father God. We miss our shepherd's goodness and love all the more as our evil are revealed. And His love and goodness covered our evil, and we recognize this nowadays. It has been time how much evil we have now in our heart. However, as we discover our evil around this time, then when we see the shepherd again, then we should be able to confess that our goodness and our love and our peace is all your fruit. I hope you can become like that. Members from other churches, from foreign countries, main sanctuary and second sanctuary or branch churches, when you see our shepherd once again, I hope you can be confident about your deeds and actions and words and confess that we are united as one thanks to your love and goodness. I hope you can confess like this. If you can truly confess like this, then you are the fruit of the shepherd. I believe you are praying a lot for that with tears. Why you are not good? Why you are yet good yet? Please pray for it. Try to love and learn from the goodness and love of our shepherd. And realize that so far, His love and goodness covered our evil. And how long He has been waiting for us. give thanks. As I look up to the sky after dinner, I said, I miss you, I miss you, with this kind of heart in mind. 2 Timothy 2:21 says, therefore, if anyone cleanses himself from these things, he will be a vessel for honor, sanctified, useful to the master, prepared for every good work. As you come out as fruit of blessing throughout this moment of refinements, I hope you will all become the true workers of accomplishing the construction of Grand Sanctuary. Let's think of the message and pray together.
Hallelujah! Almighty Father God of love, please lay your hands on all brothers and sisters receiving this prayer here in attendance. Lay your hands on all the members of the branch churches and local sanctuaries, and all the GCN TV viewers, and those who are watching via satellites, cables and internet all over the world, transcending space and time. Plant faith in their hearts, and drive out their negative thoughts and doubts. Let all the trials and afflictions leave them. By the fire of the Holy Spirit, from head to toe, scorch their sick and affected parts, including all cells, tissues and nerves, all internal organs and intestines. Let the light of creation come upon them. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I command the enemy devil and Satan, all diseases, germs and viruses, and infirmities, go away. Let the light shine on them. Scorch their incurable and long-term diseases by the fire of the Holy Spirit. Burn all kinds of endemic and contagious diseases like malaria. Be cleansed and made well. All epidemic diseases, such as colds and fever, go away from them. Protect them from any kinds of germs and viruses and bacteria. Heal them of all kinds of cancers, like stomach cancer, lung cancer, liver cancer, breast cancer, womb cancer, intestinal cancer, and all other diseases like AIDS, leukemia, cerebral apoplexy, high blood pressure, low blood pressure, heart disease, lung disease, diabetes, women's diseases, thyroid diseases, and all inflammations. Let them be made whole from polio, stroke, arthritis, herniated discs, and many others. Let all kinds of pains disappear from them, like back pain, headache, and neuralgia. Set them free from epilepsy, autism, depression, neurosis, and all other mental diseases. Loosen them from all kinds of paralysis, and let them get up, walk, and jump. Let them regain good eyesight and restore good hearing. Let the blind open their eyes, and the deaf come to hear, and mute begin to speak. Heal them of after effects of all kinds of accidents. Restore their ruptured and broken bones. Restore them from burns, and let the heat and burning sensation go away from them. Father, let there be no scars left. Be cleansed from all kinds of drug addictions and poisoning. Father, regenerate dead nerves, tissues and cells, and bring the dead back to life. Father, please bless them to conceive a baby. Bless them to conceive a baby. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I command the enemy devil and Satan, the ruler of the air, the evil forces and their servants, go away from them. Go away, you evil spirits, unclean spirits, deceiving spirits, spirits of falsehood, separating spirits and all forces of darkness. Loosen all bonds of wickedness and darkness and go away from them. Let the light shine on them. Father God, give them strength to cry out in their prayer and empower them with the power to cast off sins and become sanctified. Let them be in good health as their soul becomes prosperous, and let their family be evangelized. Protect them from all kinds of accidents and disasters, and bless them to lead a successful and prosperous life in everything. Please protect your children, their home, their business, and their work by the fiery hedge of the Holy Spirit, with the heavenly host and angels, and with your blazing eyes. Give students wisdom and understanding, and fill their hearts with more passion and desire for study. Keep their hearts and minds from worldly things, and plant into their hearts more fervent love for God. Bless your children, and let them give glory to you in everything they do, whether they eat or drink or whatever they do. Let them confess and testify to the living God, I've met God, I've experienced God, and received His answers and blessings. Father God, thank you Let all glory be to you alone. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen.